Let's find out what happened overnight in the Middle East. Robert Sherman from News Nation in Haifa this morning. What is the early report, Robert?
Yeah, I mean, Bob, what we're looking at here is just, I cannot emphasize enough, it's just a very, very active environment here in the Middle East, starting off with strikes carried out in Beirut overnight by the Israelis. I mean, you see these images coming out of the Beirut area, these massive flames billowing over the Lebanese sky. The Israelis, we've been able to confirm that one of the people who they've been trying to target is Hashim Safadine, who was possible successor to Hassan Nasrallah. It's not clear if he was eliminated in those strikes. But, I mean, you see that the Israelis are, as soon as Hezbollah tries to name a successor, attempting to go after that next successor and really try and dismantle Hezbollah throughout any capacity that they can. In turn, as we stand here in northern Israel, there have been sirens going off all day. We have been hearing the rumbling of explosions over us and seeing the interceptions in the sky here. So this is, I just emphasize that, you know, we are not talking about dust settling in the wake of that Iranian salvo from earlier this week. It is still very active, largely because of one of Iran's proxy who's sitting about 20 miles north of where we are right now.
So in terms of an Israeli stepped up, full-on attack, we're not talking about if. It's just a question of when and where. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, in regards to a response to Iran, that seems to be the direction that we're going in here. And the United States is backing up Israel, saying that they have a right to hit back. You've seen a lot of Western allies even say a lot of the same, that there has to be consequence for what Iran did here. I mean, there are, of course, caveats to that coming from the White House. So the president has made clear he does not support Israel hitting nuclear sites, for example, in Iran. Israel's public position is we are Israel, we are a sovereign nation, we will make our own choice and do whatever we want. So exactly what form that takes, we'll have to wait and see until it happens. But Iran, in turn, their foreign minister is on the ground in Lebanon today. Their position has not changed, that if Israel hits them, they will hit back. This is the back-and-forth tit-for-tat that you're seeing taking hold here.
What's the best guess as to what Israel's end game is here? Is it, or is one objective to make northern Israel safe to live in again?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is the dynamic in Israel right now, is that you have tens of thousands of people who it is not safe to live in the northern portion of the country, and then you have thousands of people who are unable to live in the southern portion of the country because of what happened October 7th and the threats that exist in the south as well. So that is an end game here for Israel, is to try and reestablish security and control throughout the entirety of their country here. And there are a lot of people here who say that, you know, these attacks from Hezbollah over the last year have gone on 1 year too long, and they need to be stopped immediately. I mean, you see it today. I mean, mm-hmm. it's rather constant with what's going on here. And that's why tens of thousands of people have evacuated the north. So that's the big thing here, is reestablishing security and control here in the region.
News Nation's Robert Sherman in Haifa, keeping an eye on the Middle East for us. Appreciate the update, as always, Robert. You take care.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.